Not everyone will understand your journey, and that's okay. It's not their life to make sense of. It's yours. Dig. Okay, welcome to the One Love Sports Show, your place for quick bites on hot sporting topics and events. I am Lance Thomas, along with the Rasta man, Mario Pottinger from Live Sports Media. What's going on, Mario?
Nothing much. Another beautiful Thursday night.
Oh, isn't it, man? Isn't it? I mean, another great day in sports. This is the hottest 30 minutes in all of sports. Kicking things off with a look at the sporting events for the week that was, starting with the chaos in the camp. Mario, will Ole ever get it right?
I don't think he will. I think he's too stubborn. There's an obvious answer to the problems at United.
What's that answer?
Just a simple formation change.
Okay, which he's too stubborn to recognize.
He recognized that the formation needs to be changed, but he's just picking the wrong one.
Hopping over into the NFL, it was supposed to be an easy game. The Rams was an easy pick over Titans with Derrick Henry out. But not so. They went down to the Titans 28-16. Titans, no Derrick, no problem. Can Titans hold the fort until Derrick returns in the playoffs?
I mean, if they keep feeding Adrian Peterson, they'll be fine. They're similar to the Ravens.
It's what's trending right now. The NBA, a very, very exciting game last night. Lakers hosting Heat. It was supposed to be real, real humding, and it ended up being so, even despite Jimmy Butler spraining his ankle at the end of the first quarter. Tyler Hero stepped up with 27 points. Is he legit?
Tyler Hero?
Yes.
Not yet.
Not yet, but seems like he has some potential to be.
Yeah, as I always tell you, they have the potential to be. Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and Bam could be the next Splash Brothers and Draymond.
Wow, big talk, big talk. Now, the Heat had faced another hot matchup was against the Jazz last weekend, and they overcame them in another close game. But a little bit, the fire is kind of dwindling a bit now with Butler's injury. He's not going to play against Clippers. One to keep an eye on there as to how Heat overcome the stumbling blocks now that they're facing, having to mix and match the current squad that they have. Over onto boxing, looking at the big fight last weekend, which was Canelo versus Caleb. Caleb undefeated against the experience. Canelo overcame him pretty well, convincingly, by TKO. Who is a better pound for pound boxer right now, Canelo or Fury?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Tough one, huh?
That's a good one. Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, we like to keep it that way.
I have to give the slight edge to Canelo. What Canelo, they both possess technical ability in boxing. They both, skill-wise, I don't see them better than each other skill-wise.
Yes, okay.
I think that Canelo is just, not necessarily more athletic, but is in better physical shape. Because I don't think skill-wise either is better.
Okay. That's fair enough. That's fair. Other key results from the last week in sports. Milan Derby over in Syria ended at 1-1, but much more entertaining than the score suggested. In the Bundesliga, Bayern overcame Freiburg 2-1. That was not as close as the score suggested. Freiburg scoring in added time. Bayern was essentially cruising to a 2-0 victory there. Then in La Liga, Real Betis was really outplayed by Sevilla, 2-0. Sevilla dominated possession 75%, but on account of Real Betis being reduced to 10 men in the 45th minute in a scoreless first half. It was a good matchup though, but Sevilla was dominant. What were your thoughts about that? It was kind of a derby, wasn't it a derby too?
Yeah, it is a derby. Not
right.
It's a derby.
Yeah.
It's the Sevilla derby.
Right.
So again, that red card really played a huge part, but I expected a red card to be shown in this derby.
Yes, yes, yes. As fiery as derbies tend to be, and this particular one.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about the UFC. It was promised and it delivered.
Yay! I still don't know which card is the best of the year yet, but it's definitely up there.
Excellent, excellent. This is what sports fans live for. You know, that wrapped up highlights from a week, which was sporting action. Jumping over to previewing the week coming. Exciting and highly anticipated games coming up in the next 7 days. It's an international break in the world of soccer, with the World Cup qualifying games being played all over. And we start right here at home. Jamaica, having played 6 out of the full slate of 14 games, Jamaica is 6th place at the moment, sitting on 5 points with 1 win, 3 losses, and 2 draws. On Friday, Cuscatlan in San Salvador, Friday night. What do you make of the chances of the Jamaican team right now?
Like I said, there's answers to Jamaica's problems if the coaches are willing to try new things.
Okay, so you think it's a similar position as what's happening at Man U and Ole? It's stubbornness?
Yeah.
On Tuesday...
Sometimes you have to adapt to your squad.
Yes, yes. And that's key in any sport, really. Adaptability. You know, on Tuesday, next Tuesday, it'll be, the game will be here at the office, Kingston, Jamaica, at 5 p.m. Jamaica takes on the U.S. U.S. always has the upper hand. Jamaica has been playing them stiffer in more recent games over the more recent years. But Jamaica has a chance to build some momentum here. Having played one of the weaker teams in the last round, Honduras, and won that game, and now playing El Salvador, and then can maybe carry over that momentum into the game with the U.S. So there's an opportunity here if they can exercise the flexibility and adaptability that you just suggested, Mario. But let's move on to the T20 World Cup Finals, which on Sunday at 9 a.m. New Zealand, the Kiwis take on their arch rivals Australia in Dubai. What are your thoughts about this match, Mario?
I don't know which way it's going to go.
Yes, that has been your consistent theme throughout this World Cup. I mean, it's quite so. It's very exciting today. Pakistan went down to Australia in a real good match, and it was similar with New Zealand and England. Very keenly contested games. I don't know why people can't understand that. Cricket is not turning back to test cricket. You know, this is the future of cricket. It is the present, it's the future, and it's exciting. Over into the NBA. In the East, Bulls and Wizards are at the top of the East with a 7-3 record. Miami has fallen off the top in recent days, actually. But 76ers and Nets are also there. Slow, very slow out of the blocks, Celtics, Hawks, and Bucks. Still true, but it's early days. I mean, we have 82 games going the season, so no panic. Over the West, you have a dominant Warriors, a 10-1 record so far. But it's on the face of it, it's really a weak, early schedule that they've had. I mean, the only opponent that they have faced of any mentioning or reckoning is really Lakers, who are going through their process of trying to get a team together as well. So no top-rated wins yet, but over the next coming week, they're going to have some key games coming up against the Bulls starting tomorrow. That's Friday evening. Then Nets and Clippers, you know. So we will start to get an idea of what the Warriors are made of. And then you have the Jazz, Mavs, Nuggets, and Suns who are up there with them. Clippers and Lakers are slowly improving. What we are seeing is that slowly the cream is beginning to rise to the top. But let us look at two key games that I wanted your comments on, Mario. Mavericks and Nuggets. Mavericks and Nuggets played, I think that was about 2 weeks ago. And Nuggets really gave them a beatdown. Are we expecting a similar result this time?
I'm expecting a similar result. Like I always tell you, I trust Jokic more than Doncic because Jokic gets his teammates involved.
Okay, okay. But here is something that you may not be as convinced about or easily, may not be as easily determined. We have Nets versus Warriors. They will host the Warriors at the Brooklyn Tuesday. How do you see that one playing out?
I see a Warriors win.
Okay, okay. Easy win?
Yeah, I see a dominant win. Wow. I think the Nets made a lot of moves in the offseason that need to get chemistry, much like the Lakers.
Yes.
And then Harden is not fully fit back from his injury. And we still don't know what the Kyrie situation is going to turn out to be.
Okay, so a lot of settling to be done there over by Brooklyn. Jumping over into the NFL, last weekend was like an upset weekend. You know what I mean? Lots of results that no one saw coming. At a halfway point here in the AFC, the Ravens and Titans are the leading teams right now. Over the NFC, the Cardinals, Cowboys, Rams, Packers and Bucks are the dominant teams over there. It's interesting that there are two divisions in football at the moment where all the teams in that division right now have a winning record. So it's very tight as the AFC North and the AFC West. The AFC North with Ravens, Steelers, Browns, and Bengals, all with winning records. And then over in the West, AFC West, you have the Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs, and Broncos, all with winning records. So that, you know, very keenly contested divisions. It makes for a lot of excitement. But let's look at some of the key games that we can look forward to. There's the Patriots who taking on the Browns. It's two wildcard teams, really, at the moment, sitting on the fringe of the playoffs. The Browns with talent, Patriots, as usual, with system. Patriots, for all of the raving and the shouting that one could be talking about the Buffalo Bills, Patriots only one game behind the Bills. And surprisingly, Browns is one game behind Steelers in one of the toughest divisions at the moment. How do you see that game playing out?
I said the Browns getting back to being the Browns. Do they still have the injuries at running back?
I think he's recovering now. So I think they should be doing much better state at the moment. But of course, you know, Patriots for life. So I'm gonna bank on the system. Packers, Seahawks. Is the return of which Mac? Are we talking about it's a game where Aaron Rodgers is expected to take back the reins and Russell Wilson coming back from injury? What do you see there, Mario?
I see a high scoring game.
High scoring. Shootout. Okay, a shootout. Yeah. Despite Packers' strong defense.
Yeah, I think this is one of the days where the Packers defense is going to come back down to earth.
Yes.
The Seahawks defense is what it is, but it's the battle of the receiving rooms and the battle of the quarterbacks.
It's not a bad prognostication you're offering there. I mean, Packers are unbeaten at home. They're only one of two teams in the entire NFL which is unbeaten at home. Packers and Buccaneers, actually. But right now, the momentum is with Titans. They are on, even with Derrick Henry out, they are on a roll at the moment. We will see if this roll comes to a stop soon, or can they sustain it. The top offenses in the NFL right now are the Cardinals, Buccaneers, Titans, Rams, and Colts. Top defenses by points allowed are Bills, Broncos, Cardinals again, Rams and Saints. We will discuss a little further on the show of what we expect the season to play out. But very, very interesting scenario building up there in the NFL. But one more thing I want to look at for the upcoming week. UFC Fight Night coming up Saturday. Another UFC card. What can we look forward to there, Mario?
Max Holloway versus Yair Rodriguez. This fight should be very, very entertaining. Max Holloway is known for his volume of strikes, and he's one of the best strikers in the world. And Yair Rodriguez is just unpredictable.
Wow. How do you see the outcome?
Oh, Max Holloway is winning.
Oh.
Max Holloway should be the champion of this division. He was robbed in two fights.
There you have it for our preview of some of the more exciting and highly anticipated games coming up in the next 7 days. Remember, Marius from Live Sports Media. Remember, you can go to Live Sports Media's podcast from wherever you get your podcasts for in-depth discussion, you know, much more meat, you know, and much more deep dive in some of these very, very, very exciting topics and what's going on in the world of sports. Live Sports Media. So we hop over now into timeout, where we have our special guests and we'll have a live chat coming up. Okay, welcome to Time Out. Today we have with us the man, the myth, the legend, Richard Cooper. Richie, what's up, man?
Boy, my brother, it's certainly a pleasure to be a guest on the fastest rising internet podcast show. So, number one, Earl Neely, Moral, better watch out.
Tell him to move over.
Move over, man. Certainly a pleasure, my bro.
Oh, man. Yes, Richie, I mean, how long do we go back? I mean, from primary school.
Right, it's indeed way back from primary school. But let's confuse the millennials a little. From the days when Tata and Entava buses are on the road.
Lada. Lada.
From the days that, yes, from the days, man.
From the days of carbolic soap.
Yeah, man. Those were the days.
Yes, I mean, one of the things that I remember well doing, Richie, is that you used to be very good at table tennis. I recall that every time you're playing a table tennis match, if it's against the guys in our class, and most times you were playing against older guys in like fourth form and fifth form, you know, I mean, we were playing just for fun, and they would come to the board and start playing. I would be promoting and, pushing you along and saying, yeah, because I really believe in your game, you know, at the time,
the
you know.
Memories come flooding back, man. You remember Mario Ibanks, those days?
Yes, man. Yes, man.
Those days, table tennis, glory days.
Yes. I mean, you were pretty good at the table tennis, man. I like the fact that, time we were youngsters together, that you're beating up some of the cooler guys, and I'm like, wow, I used to enjoy it and relished it, you know?
Trust me.
It was a
daze. You were my brother from all the way back then.
Yeah, but trust me. I mean, it's real good days. What's up to these days, Cook?
Well, these days, I like to say I'm trying a little thing in the construction sector.
Yes.
Yeah. I dabble a little between health and safety and construction management, you know?
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, you're putting food on your family's table, so it's more than just trial. I mean, you're also succeeding in it, eh?
Yes, man.
Yes, man.
Hopefully wifey feels that way, too.
That's where the ultimate approval comes from. Yes. I noticed from your list, because, you know, when the form that you fill out, your GOAT list, that your greatest of all time, Jordan, Messi, and Bolt, there was no room for Pele. I was wondering, what's up there? Somebody had to be left out, but I was wondering, you know?
I mean, I have the utmost respect for, let's say, an Ali and a Pele.
Yes.
But the most I've seen about these guys are maybe a clip or two, which doesn't really fully capture the essence of greatness to me.
Right.
This might be a little controversial, you know?
Yes.
But you see guys like Jordan, Messi and Bolt,
yes.
I've watched numerous games full on with them. I've seen them defy the laws.
Yes.
Possible right before my very eyes.
Okay.
I've seen these things live.
Yes.
Really
more impactful.
Impact on my selection. Yes.
Okay. So what about people who are current like Tiger and Feather on the upcoming week, sporting event that you're most looking forward to?
You know, I wish you were asking me about next week, you know, Liverpool, Arsenal. But anyways, you see a Heat versus Lakers match there tonight?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that should be on fire.
Okay. Okay.
On fire.
Okay. You didn't bet on that match?
No.
Okay,
fine. These days, boy, this betting thing.
That's where you separate the goats from the sheep, you know?
True.
You know, because we can always talk, you know, but when you put, you know, you put it down to the test, you know, we see what we're made of, you know?
But everybody beating everybody else these days, they cannot to make, you know?
Yes.
Never bets with scarce funds.
Yeah, I wanted to know, what's the best thing you've seen this year in sports?
This year?
Yes.
That would definitely be, what's her name, that British chick, Emma? The US Open win.
Oh yeah, Raducanu. Yeah.
Yes, man. Yeah. Raducanu.
Okay.
I love an underdog.
Yes. I like the joy that she plays with as well. You know, it was really good.
Yes.
Good to see. You know. Yes. And finally, I wanted to ask you about your bucket list. Tell me three things from your bucket list.
Bucket list. I'm a simple man in a lance, man. Once I have my girls, them around, I'm good enough.
Oh, look at that, man.
I'm a simple man. Well, I'm a clarified girl still. Girls means daughters and wives.
Oh! Yes. That's what you're...
All right, three things on the bucket list quickly. Let me see. I'm not a big fan of flying, but the Champions League final in 2023 to see Arsenal beat... Which big side? Big side. Bayern Munich, maybe?
We weren't talking about the fantasy listener. We're talking about things that actually exist.
That's number one, Bridget.
Yeah, okay, all right.
All
right, okay.
All right. The second thing on my bucket list, let me see, you know. I'm a lover of neo soul music.
Yes.
So I love to go on concert with India Ari Her.
Okay.
And Music Soul Child, that kind of thing.
Okay. Cool.
And the motherland. Ghana or Egypt.
Excellent.
Look, this motherland.
Yes. It's a nice collection there, Rich. Trust me.
Or as you call it, my fantasy list.
Yeah. It's actually a rich collection, you know? Yeah. Like it. I mean, especially the bit about the motherland, you know? Love that. Well, Rich, I mean, you know, it's good hanging out with you. I mean, you know, it can have never have enough time, you know, to actually explore the man and the myth. There's lots more to it, and I'm sure we'll have you again.
It certainly was a pleasure, my brother. And I just going to encourage you to keep this thing up.
Yes.
I'm sure it's going to shoot off.
Excellent. We keep the connection, man. Good stuff, bro. Okay, welcome to Fast Break, where we offer quick takes on hot topics and burning issues from the world of sports. We look first up on the OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr. situation. He has been confirmed that he has been traded to the Rams. Good move?
Very good move. And it's funny, it's the one move that I was thinking of.
Yes.
But I thought the Rams didn't have like enough money.
Yes.
And then I remember that, they could sign him for a minimum and then give him an extension.
Okay, so it's a move which likely is very beneficial for both Odell and for the Rams at the moment, while giving both of them flexibilities to determine a more longer term trajectory as to where they want to go after this season. So it's right at the moment. Another thing we want to look at is the scuffle between Joker and Marquise Morris. Marquise Morris known to be bullying around and Jokic responding. Like it or like it?
Like it.
Of course. What intrigues you most about?
Jokic's reputation as a soft big man, not very athletic, you know. another one of the Jolly Giants, like Dirk and Boban.
Yes.
And at times, you're going to have to let guys know that, you don't let this frame fool you.
And certainly that was the case. You know, he really used the frame, and Markieff Morris was jolted. NFL midseason. We wanted to look, quickly look at how you see this season playing out. I mean, we're at the midpoint of the NFL season. MVP for the NFL. Who do you see the honors going to?
I see the MVP being Kyler Murray.
Oh, that's a good choice. Pretty good choice. Pretty good choice. I mean, coming back from injury too. Yeah, pretty good choice. He is the best player on what I think is the best team. And on that note, who do you see as the Super Bowl champions?
The Super Bowl champions?
Yes.
Okay, so my picks for the Super Bowl have been the Cardinals or the Cowboys. I still haven't been able to choose between which one is actually going to go.
Right. But you're thinking whichever goes will win?
Yes.
Okay. So that's your... So it's either the Cardinals or Cowboys winning the Super Bowl as far as you're concerned. Wow. Thanks for joining us for Fast Break.
Yay!
Yes, Super Mario Adventures, where Mario takes us on a journey and a look at a sporting event or topic not necessarily in mainstream news. Take us away, Mario. What do you have on your mind today?
I know this story is a bit negative.
Yes.
I will try to keep it very positive here. But I still think it deserves some conversation.
Yes.
At Paris Saint-Germain, a female player it's being reported that she's involved with injuring her teammate.
Okay. Why?
So her teammate apparently was attacked by a group of men and hitting the legs. It's assumed that she did it to not have to compete with her in the squad.
Very interesting. This is like almost a deja vu, like a repeat of ice skating back in the 90s with Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding. Wow. I mean, passions run very high in sports and the competitiveness. Who knows? We can't make a determination on this right now, but let's see how this one plays out. Very, very interesting that's happening here. Is it PSG?
Yes, for example.
Okay, very, very interesting. Yes, so that was the topic of interest for Super Mario Adventures. Let's move over to Overtime. Welcome to Overtime Overdrive, where we look at the outcome for 5 of the major sporting events coming up over the next 7 days. We kick off with the NBA, where the Jazz and the Heat do battle for yet another weekend following last weekend's battle. On Saturday at 5 p.m., the Jazz welcome the Heat. What's your prediction there, Mario?
I just can't come off the Heat bandwagon right now.
Okay, so it is the Heat. Gonna keep burning. T20 World Cup is on Sunday at 9. I know you've been struggling, but you have to give me a winner. England versus... New Zealand versus Australia. Sorry.
Yeah, give me the keys.
Oh, look at that, you know, younger brothers taking it. So, NFL, we have 2 rich games. Packers hosting Seahawks. Who taking that?
38-35 Packers.
Okay. And Raiders host Chiefs. How do you see that one playing out?
I don't know if Rich Pisacha is going to let them drive around Arrowhead, or if it's in Las Vegas, drive around the stadium after they win this one.
But yes.
Being that this is such a huge rivalry, yes, any chance the Raiders get to bury,
yes,
the Chiefs, they will.
And the Chiefs are vulnerable at the moment.
Yes, but sometimes in your back a wounded animal in, yes, four corner.
Yes, so
you might wake up the beast.
You're thinking the beast will be awoke?
No, I see Derek Carr using this opportunity to get back at everything that has happened over the years with Mahomes and even Alex Smith.
So, Raiders win. Any score?
Yeah.
Score?
I see points being placed on the board, so give me 24-28.
Okay, 28-24 victory for the Raiders. You did say Warriors is going to go and create havoc at Brooklyn and take that game. So we did get your prediction on that last event. Warriors taking it there. Which one of these are you entering into the competition, Mario? Into the WhatsApp group competition?
There wasn't a football on this time?
No.
Okay, so the one that I would enter, I would go with the Packers Seahawks.
Packers Seahawks. So you're entering for your competition, Packers winning over the Seahawks. You know, and there we have it for overtime. All right. Thanks for joining us again. Until next time, keep safe and always remember, it's one love every time.